Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there, such as Axial Excel, that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures finished the day mixed here with corn futures down around 5 cents, with December corn closing at 3.46 and three quarters, down 5 1/4, and November beans down 15 and three quarters. Did make new lows today for the November beans at 10.04 and a quarter. The low today was 10.01 and a quarter. So we did bounce off that $10 support level. Some analysts are saying that 9.96 rather. There's a lot of support, and others saying 9.80. So a lot of pessimism here and thinking that the market could go lower. Now, if you look historically at the relationship between the price of corn and the price of soybeans, corn is about you take the price of corn times 2.4 to get the price of soybeans over the last 30 years or so. And if you do that, that puts the price of November beans using December corn about $8.50. So at $10, some people would argue that without any sort of crop failure on the horizon or freeze on the horizon, that the soybeans could go all the way down to $8.50. Of course, there's no guarantees, and that's just a reflection of one ratio of many. Wheat futures, Kansas City up 2 to 6 cents, with December closing up 2 to 3 quarters. It was higher for the most part, while Chicago wheat closed down 6.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
These private estimates of the corn and soybean crops seem to keep getting bigger, and then hearing yields out of the field as harvest starts in the southern part of the Corn Belt, it looks like the yield is going to be really big. Some people are saying as much as 14.5 billion bushels total for the corn, while the USDA is at 14.2.5 or so. So it's going to be a really big crop. There doesn't seem to be that freeze threat at this point. So there's a good chance that if the yields are that good and the crop's that big, that prices could go lower. Soybeans, kind of the same thing here. There's people saying all the way up to 4 billion bushels, where the USDA is around 3.6. But the whole thing just keeps getting bigger. And then we have the next report on next Thursday, September 11th. That'll give us the latest or the next round of USDA estimates on terms of the crop. Of course, that morning you'll have export sales. But then at 11, you'll have the crop production and the USDA supply and demand. And that's next Thursday. And if we use last month's stocks to use ratio for corn, it's 13.5%. Leaves us 49 days supply. And then for soybeans, it leaves us at 12.1% or 44 days supply. That's bigger than last year by about 8%.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping today's markets, October live cattle of 162 at 157.05, December up 50 at 158.50. October feeder cattle up 22 at 222, November steady at 221. October lean hogs up 155 at 102.65, and December down 65 at 92.45. December Kansas City wheat up 3.5 at 620 and a quarter. March up 3 3/4 at 628 and a half. December Chicago wheat down 5.5 at 5.30 1/4. December corn down 5.5 at 3.46 1/2. March down 5 3/4 at 3.59 1/2. November soybeans down 16 3/4 at 10.03 1/4. January down 16 3/4 at 10.10 3/4. October cotton up 7 at 66.77 and December down 51 at 65.45. That's a market update for the Oklahoma Farm Report.com. I'm Leslie Smith.